action.
Budgeting is probably the most difficult part of making the film, because the quality of the film in large part depends upon your ability to pay for doing it.
خب اگر تهیه کننده باشد و روشن باشد که از کدام شبکه از کدام ساخت دیستریبیوشنی فیلم تو پخش می شود این مهم است.
It's a kind of circle. When you have one, the others come. What I think is that when you make a documentary, the best thing is don't start to make the film without having money. Find a private sponsor or find a support.
And that could be the cost of the labor. It could be the cost of travel. It could be the cost of materials or equipment. All these costs come into play.
You can never find money in Denmark without having a broadcaster, because before, like 20 years ago, the Film Institute will maybe produce 6 or 7 films, but nobody would see it. So today we think that if somebody is giving you money, the film should be seen.
To find a budget, each country has a different policy. I know that in Iran you need to develop a very good institutions, in plural possibly, in order to get to convince the authorities that documentary is important as much as fiction.
It takes years to get funding. You have to just keep on writing and meeting various people and sending off your proposals, and it's also good to know what kind of funding agencies might be interested.
Maybe a good idea to start with something very small, because nowadays you can get cameras very cheap, and you know, if a couple of people get together, they can make a film on their own. Maybe a short film, something which they understand, something which they know, rather than try to go for a very big budget and write proposals and waste many years. So I think just to get a sense of who you are, I think it's better to get into the process straight away.
It's important to work with another person that has a good grip on the, I would say, managerial level of filmmaking. A person that can understand your project, not just to judge it, but really to be, to collaborate with you, create the material conditions together. And maybe this person can be also a colleague that can be also, for instance, editor. So it could be producer and editor.
If you don't have such partners with money, then you have to find ways to make the film for nothing, basically. So, for example, you may want to employ personnel working on the film who are willing to do it on a volunteer basis. So the answer to your question is, you do what you can do, you do what you are willing to do in terms of sacrifices to make your project a success.